Oh, yes, all the cowboy you can stand. Are you going to have any cowboy at your show this weekend, Matt Stowe?
How many cowboys are you bringing?
Then there will be nine.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make a bet with a bunch of Mississippi State fans before the game. And I don't know what I'm going to offer, but I'm going to bet them for their stupid cowbell, and then I'm going to bring it to your show and play it after Arkansas beats Mississippi State on Saturday.
Ooh.
Wow. Say hi to Ryan Brown, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
What's up, Ryan?
What's just in time. You're just in time for the best segment of the entire show, Ryan Brown.
I'm excited about it. Let's do it. What are we doing?
Okay. We were just talking to our buddy James from Cop Security. Now, in lieu of security, we'd like to give you other options, although I think you should definitely go with James. But if you want to go off the beaten path, and perhaps go with, you know, like some sort of animal/weapon combination.
Wow.
We have worked up a short list of items that you might want to look into if you want to protect your home in a little different way. Now, admittedly, some of these will involve a lot of training with the weapon and the training of the animal.
Yeah.
House training. Maybe there's a moat to be dug. But if you're willing to go the extra mile, Ryan.
All right.
It can be did.
I love it already. But they sell these in a combo.
This is at a pet/gun store, which you can't find everywhere.
All right.
Now, it's a pretty boutique-y thing.
Very specialty. I like it.
Specialty store.
This is the Matt Stowe Top 10
Animals with Weapons.
Animal with weapon combinations.
And look, any input is welcome, callers.
Yes.
This is right here. What we're doing is brainstorming.
If you have any other ideas to make the final top 10 list, feel free to offer them up. And if you will just pause in between, so I'll have a moment to make any sort of witty comments that I would like to spout off with.
Yes, I will. Okay, well, everybody starts out with the pretty rudimentary sharks with laser beams attached to their heads.
Can I beat it? Again, there is a requirement of some sort of body of water and or a moat for said sharks to swim around and before shooting you in the lasers.
This is if money's no option and like
you. No object?
No option, object.
Object. Right.
Object.
Money's
yeah.
usually not an option for me because it was stolen out of my wallet last night by some loser.
All right. Then you said earlier kangaroos with samurai swords.
That's serious. I got to be honest. I'm scoping Matt's list over here, and that's the one that jumped out at
Ryan
me.
Ryan Brown, think about this. Oh, cute fuzzy. Oh, sweet. Oh, awesome. There's a kangaroo.
Yeah.
What's in that pouch? What you got?
Oh, samurai sword!
Yeah.
You got to be real careful treating. It's not treating the kangaroo or training him to fight with the sword. It's training him to put it in his kangaroo marsupial pouch and still having a kangaroo when you get there.
How many times has marsupial pouch ever been mentioned on your show?
Only time. But can I question?
Hey.
Only chick kangaroos have pouches, right? Dudes,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think dudes have back pockets, but the chicks only have the front pouch.
Deuteroos only have back pockets. All right, well, I'm going to stick with the marsupial. Yeah, that's right, kangaroos. I'm going to stick with the marsupial motif, and we're going to go with another Justin. Platypuses with 22s.
Ooh.
And explosive eggs.
Think about it.
He outfitted his platypus.
It's
with
like
two
a Navy SEAL. If a Navy SEAL was an animal, it would be a platypus because it is such a variety of things.
Right,
it's duck billed.
Right.
It's got the flipper things
and a pouch.
But it's a mammal and it lays eggs.
And has a pouch.
The thing is just. I mean, God was just like, sure.
He took all the leftover parts.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, put it on there.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. All right.
And by the way, make those eggs explosive and give it a 22. A crack shot with a 22.
Interestingly enough, platypuses.
Platypi,
however you want to score it. They were thought to be a mythical creature the way Yetis are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we just found them, and now they're here.
Tommy Smith. You want to talk about mythical creatures? Tommy Smith knowing how to take a full day off. Worst at it ever. Here's my PTO.
Today. Look.
Here's my PTO. I only take like most of the day off.
Would you play golf?
Yes, I would. Is it raining?
Well, it's not.
It's kind of nasty out. Okay, let me finish my list. We're trying to do animals with weapons, Tommy.
Serious business going on here. Rush with a legend there.
Go ahead.
All right. Then we've got kittens with smallpox.
Ooh.
Think about that, because not only do you not want smallpox, I don't want a bunch of kittens.
No.
So that's a double whammy there.
Yeah, the other day I saw a viral video that was going around of a woman throwing animals into the river. And they're like, what's wrong? I'm like, I don't know how to feel, because if those are puppies, I'm totally PO'd.
Yeah.
And if those are kittens, I'm sort of indifferent. That's terrible. I don't even mean that.
Yeah.
It would be like a silent assassin. The kittens cuddle up with you.
But,
then
dude, that's like chemical warfare, bro. Yeah. You're sicking smallpox on a fool.
I like it.
I mean, who would see that coming? Mm. Oh, cute little kitty. Oh, my God, I have smallpox.
That's right.
I don't know if it happens
that's
that
a
fast,
viral,
but
that's
I get
a viral
your point.
Video.
Yeah.
All right. Penicillin will clear that right up.
How about apes with drones?
Oh, yeah.
You think about an ape flying some drones around?
They're not on the drones. They're
controlling
said drones.
The apes are controlling the drones.
With their feet. They can actually do it with their hands and their feet at the same time.
Two drones at once. You don't want to mess with that.
Mm-mm. Wow. Okay.
All right. Squirrels with grenades. Think about them chomping on those on their hickory nuts and they're climbing in trees. Bam.
Yeah.
Dropping bombs, son.
I love a suicide bombing squirrel.
Well, they can drop the grenade. They don't have to kill themselves.
Oh, he's taking himself out. He's like, I'm swooping in. I'm a flying squirrel.
So what you're saying, Matt, is instead of storing like nuts in their big cheeks there, they're storing
chubby
a bunch
of squirrel cheeks.
There's a bunch of grenades.
There's a bunch of dead
gum
grenades.
Them out of people.
I just blew up in your face. I'm a flying squirrel with a grenade in my mouth.
Ooh, a flying squirrel with a grenade.
Yeah, right. Sorry, I just took it to the next level.
Right. See what you I did? I'm gonna make a note.
I BASF'd your idea.
I'm gonna make it. That's right.
I don't
made
make the things
better.
I make it better.
All right. How about multipoos with IEDs? Improvised explosive devices.
Another subtle attack strategy.
That's right. A boutique dog. Okay, you're never going to see this fearsome creature coming because it's sitting in a rich lady's lap. Here it comes with a pipe bomb.
Yeah, you're like, oh, a little cuddly multi-poo. Here
you
go, boom.
What you going to do? You don't see that happen.
Boom goes the dynamite.
All right. This one's a little more conventional, if you ask me.
I'd like to suggest that perhaps a miniature poodle would work as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the breed of the dog, we can talk about that. The IED is the input.
All right.
Manatees with torpedoes.
Man, stole my idea. I wanted to go back to his moat deal and want to do alligators with torpedoes. That seemed like the deal.
That's but, good. Yeah, gators made the list, but not with torpedoes.
I think gators are more of an RPG type of animal. I think we can all agree
fair enough.
Well, about 45 seconds left, so if you can get through your list. Sorry.
Cool. I'm going to just hit some of the high points. Ivory-billed woodpeckers wielding machetes.
Yes.
Wrap your mind around that.
That's going to be
things you've never seen.
One trained up ivory-billed woodpecker, okay?
That's right. Then I want to put alligators on rollerblades because they're already fearsome enough. They just need a vehicle to attack you a little bit quicker with.
Interesting.
That's
just
right.
Get your whole yard paved, and out there you got alligators on rollerblades.
That's right. Or you can live in a Walmart parking lot.
You can have
a
hockey stick with like razor blades on it in his mouth.
That's right.
Okay?
All right, and some of these other creatures that are so fearsome on their own, I say we give bears GEDs. Educate the bears. What can they not do?
Having insurance isn't the same as having